Okay, good morning everybody. The 13th of September, the 24th of Elul, we're ready into the period of Slichos, with Rosh Hashanah coming this Shabbos. We're studying Mizmor Kufta Zayin 116, very familiar to us all from the Halal. We already discussed the first half of the Mizmor in particular, the various meanings of Kol Ha'adam Kozev. Now I'm going to move to the second half of the Mizmor, and obviously can't help but view it through the lens of the Tshuva season that we're in. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amasecha, pitachta lemosei rai. So, the very fascinating pasuk which acknowledges the author's sense of being both in bondage to Hashem, in Eved Hashem, Eved the son of an Amma, and yet at the same time recognizing that that form of avdus, that form of servitude, somehow frees him. Pitachta, you have released me from the bonds that otherwise hold me. It's a very fascinating dichotomy, right? On the one hand, acknowledging bonds and servitude. On the other hand, sensing that this somehow frees one. Pitachta lemoserai. Not only that, but as the Mizmor goes on, l'cha esvach zevach todah, offer thanksgiving for this avdus, for this bondage, which, again, at the same time, dialectically frees a person. Uvashem Hashem Ekra, Nidaraila Hashem HaShalem, Negda Na L'chol Amo, and I will be able to fulfill my Nidarim, those things that I had committed to, that I had promised, that maybe up until now I had not been able to achieve. So what comes to mind for me is the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. There the Rambam discusses the idea of tshuva, not min hamasim, not what he focuses on in chapters 1 and chapter 2 to a great extent, various sins that require us to engage in the process of tshuva and vidoy, but averos that are not associated with particular actions but character traits. And the Rambam lists there hedonism and egoism, a kind of unhealthy competitiveness, jealousy, enmity, hatred, and materialism, Ritifas HaKavod, Ritifas HaMachalos, Ritifas HaMamon, Ka'as, Gaiva, Hittel, Frivolity, Tacharus, again, kind of unhealthy competitiveness in life. And the Rambam says that these are worse averos. They're worse in the sense that they corrode a person's character, and also because they ensnare a person, they enmesh a person, and Kasha Lifrosh Mehem, more so than just action itself, right? That what happens is that a person becomes unable to extract oneself when one feels, well, even that one wants to, one has the motivation to do so, but one is already habituated to a certain lifestyle predicated on this kind of degradation of character. And there the Rambam talks about reversing those pathologies and really becoming as if one was like a new person. V'nepach le'ish acher, and in that respect, in that respect, I think that we can understand this pasuk very well. Ana Hashem ki ani adecha, ani avdecha ben amasecha, pitachta limoserai. That Hashem, the commitment to you and recognizing that one it can be and is an eved Hashem, can very often be the kind of bondage or servitude that releases a person from other kinds of enslavement, that releases a person from other kinds of entrapments. We shouldn't lose sight of that. A person who's able to commit oneself to serving God all of a sudden isn't as worried as much about the social pressures, and he's able to extract himself from a Ritifas HaKavod. A person who's able to take on a more disciplined life maybe is able to give up on Ritifas HaMachalos. A person who's able to recognize that kilovim moso yikacha hakolo yiridach harav kivodo, that we don't take our bank accounts with us. The only thing that we take from this world are Torah and mitzvos, the masim tovim that we do, the chesed that we do. So hopefully they'll give up a little bit on the redifas hamamon. This is basically what I think it means. And yavdecha ben amasecha pitachta lemoserai, that accepting this form of avdus, ein lecha ben chorin ala oved lamakom, ala osek batorah, that it liberates us from other forms of human enslavement. Everybody's got a boss, right? So the question is, you know, are you enslaved to your neighbor and to their opinion, or do you get to actually serve the Almighty, I think that if people are thinking in a sober way, would I rather be enslaved to people and to their opinion, or to actually my Creator, who's invested in me in a inexpressible way? I don't think it'd be much of a competition. What's so beautiful about that? And then Lecha is Bach Zevach Toda, is where the Mizmor goes from there. That person can be filled with a sense of gratitude to have a life of such significant meaning, and then finally, Nidarai LaShem HaShalem, all of a sudden one can achieve that which one had initially set out to achieve, but maybe had not been able to achieve before. Negdana L'Cholamo, Bechatzar's Beis Hashem, B'Sochech Yerushalayim Hallelujah. That is an idea that now, with this sense of liberation, all these things that I would have done, that I wish that I had done, that I should have done, that I might have done, now all of a sudden I can live a life of fulfillment of those dreams, of that reality, that those dreams become a new reality once I'm liberated from these deep pathologies of character that had been so limiting. And the Avdecha ben Amasacha on the one hand, but Pitachta l'moserai, that it really is a liberating experience on the other. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a meaningful day as we approach Rosh Hashanah.